Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. They're a quarter of the way through the season. They're 4-0, and their offense continues to make strides with weapons that are far from household names. Yes, the Patriots offense under Tom Brady has a ways to go before it's ever compared to, say, the 2007 bunch, and it will probably never get to that point. But Sunday night's win over Atlanta, a 30-point effort by the offense on the road, certainly opened some eyes. It was a solid, clean, balanced performance with an array of contributors. You had Mulligan.
Touchdown, Matthew Mulligan!
You had Tompkins.
Throw deep down the left side for Kenbrell Tompkins. Jump ball, Tompkins brings it down!
You had a healthy dose of Blunt.
Diving to the end zone! Touchdown, Patriots!
You even had a little bit of Devlin, Boyce, and the relative mainstays, like Edelman and Ridley. The Patriots offense continues to be a work in progress. The work is obviously taking place, and the progress is evident. It was at the Georgia Dome, at least.
We had some young guys step up and make some plays, so I like the direction our football team's heading in, but we got a lot of work to do. But like I said, we're going to enjoy this win, man. It was a great team victory overall.
Of course, here is what everyone is thinking at this juncture. Just wait until they get Gronk back. Just wait until Danny Amendola is healthy. Just wait until Shane Vereen returns. Imagine what this offense will be capable of then. Even the Pats quarterback has those thoughts and knows the offense is not a finished product.
We're missing quite a few guys. So, you know, hopefully when we get them back, we're a little more efficient.
But the bottom line is that the Pats will allow for early season growing pains with their offensive newcomers as long as they are improving, building chemistry, and most important, winning games. As they hit the month of October, they seem to be doing all of that.
You know, it was a good win, good road victory. But we'll take it in tonight, enjoy it, and then we'll move on to Cincinnati.
So there's plenty of good, plenty of not so good as the Pats watch film and get set for the Bengals this week, as Julian Edelman alluded to. And it will be another week of wondering if this is the week that Rob Gronkowski and or Danny Amendola come back. But even as we talk about those guys possibly coming back, there's always other injuries that pop up. And on Sunday night, on the offensive side, that was Aaron Dobson. We'll have to wait and see what his status is as this week goes on. But on the whole, the Pats have to be satisfied with their offensive progress. And come Monday night, once Monday Night Football concludes, they will be one of just five teams in the NFL undefeated. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.